This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. Okay. This show right here.
Thank goodness it's the last break of the day.
Yes.
You know, it's important, man. It's important. It's important that, you know, we share information. That's how you can. That's how you
awareness.
Grow.
That's what it is.
Awareness. Awareness. A lot of people.
And you do it, you know, through humor, which is a great thing.
Yeah, no, I thank Tommy for bringing that, because a lot of people, you're probably going through
that. Don't say nothing else.
The awareness.
All right, Tommy does have a question for you, though.
Yeah, I want to, so you've been overseas. You still, you in transit back. But so you've been gone for a minute. Do you turn your air off? Has your air been running all this time you've been gone? I'm just curious, because I know your air, your light bill got to be high. So surely you got everything off. All your ACs is off. Are you finna go in there and everything on?
I can pretty much promise you that we ain't cut that air off.
Right.
Why would I do that for 8 weeks in the summer, cut my air off, come back and all the curtains is dry rotted?
I don't know why you would leave that air on like that. That's a lot. That's
to
a lot
save
of beans.
The house. Wow.
Oh, man.
Well, you walk in the house after 8 weeks in the summer and ain't had your air on, you can't touch a statue or nothing.
It might crumble.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, man. I just, you know, I think about my life, man, and I think about, and it's really become important for me to share information, man, because I want people to flourish, man. I want people to have the best life you can have. You know, 50 Cent was on IG, and he was talking about, and it made a lot of sense. There are a lot of people who are not rich that have wonderful lives, man.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, man, that's not rich that have wonderful lives, man. Got great families, man. You know, man, they get to go to their kids' school events. You know, they participate in their children's lives. They coaching them. They taking them to extracurriculum activities, man. They go to church. They worship together. You know, they just, you know, they live in nice homes, man, and you can see them improving and stuff like that. You don't have to be rich to be happy.
No.
And at the same time, I know a lot of rich people, man, who are miserable. I mean miserable, man, because I can tell you for a fact, man, money can't buy you happiness. Now, look, I'm going to be real, too, now. Money can help provide some happy times and happy moments. And money does afford you the opportunity of choices. That is the advantage of choice. The best quote I heard from a rich guy was, the best thing he's learned about money is, money takes all emergencies and makes them mere inconveniences. Money takes all emergencies and just makes them mere inconveniences. There are some advantages to having excess money, but happiness ain't one of them. And it's not a requirement. Do you know the biggest thief of joy? The number one thief of joy is comparison. If you want to steal your joy, start comparing yourself to somebody else. Start looking over the other fence. Start looking down the street. Start looking at who you graduated with and looking at what they got, comparing it to what you got. It is the biggest thief of joy there is, comparison. That ain't your path. See, man, you got to be all right. And a lot of people who are not okay with where they are cannot get further because you have not shown the proper amount of gratitude for what you have. It's incredible, man. Look, I've used this analogy before, but let's take something simple. Let's say you go to a neighbor's house to borrow a cup of sugar, and you get the cup of sugar from the neighbor, and you walk away and you don't say thank you. And then you come back again and you ask for another cup of sugar. Now, this is just a decent person. They give you a cup of sugar because it's just a cup of sugar. But you turn around and you walk away and you don't say thank you again. How many times can you go to this person and he keep giving you sugar and you walk away from this person without saying thank you? It ain't too many times you can do that before somebody going to say, hey, man, whoa, 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 whoa. Every time you run out of sugar, you come over here, and I, in my decency, give you the cup of sugar. You ain't got the decency to say thank you. So now guess what? At one point in time, you're going to quit being able to get sugar from this person. And that's an analogy I like to throw out there, because God is God. He forgives us over and over and over and over. And I don't care how many times you get it wrong, you can go to God and get forgiveness. But man, wouldn't it be really smart if you took some time to thank him, to show some gratitude? Okay, let's go back to the sugar. You go over your neighbor's house, and every time you borrow a cup of sugar, you say thank you. You know, maybe one time you can go over there and say, hey, you know what? I'm really down and out. I need some sugar and some flour. But because you were gracious enough to say thank you every single time, they might go, man, this person really is down and out. Let me give them the sugar and the flour. But you only get that through an act of gratitude. If you don't show gratitude, I'm telling you right now, there is no more for you. So look, man, sometimes if you are where you are and you're stuck in that place, just self-check yourself. When the last time you took inventory and said thank you? The best way to get unstuck is with gratitude. Gratitude affects your attitude, which is a direct correlation with your inventory. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all have a great day.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.